Today we're going to have a reading by Gary Chapman from his book, The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts. When I got married, I got this book from my cousin as a wedding gift, and it was the best gift. And I found it very helpful in my own relationships and in my life. And Gary Chapman, he is also a pastor, and he is a marriage counselor as well. And he has a lot of experience in this kind of wonderful stuff. He has written many other books around the same topic. And so again, our reading, I won't be reading just straight through. There's a few different points of the book that I'm gonna read for us today. The five languages of love are words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. The problem is that we have overlooked one fundamental truth. People speak different love languages. We speak and understand best our native language. We feel most comfortable speaking that language. The more we use a secondary language, the more comfortable we become conversing in it. If we speak only our primary language and encounter someone else who speaks only his or her primary language, which is different from ours, our communication will be limited. We must rely on pointing and grunting and drawing pictures and acting out our ideas. We can communicate, but it is awkward. Language differences are part and parcel of human culture. If we are to communicate effectively across cultural lines, we must learn the language of those with whom we wish to communicate. In the area of love, it is similar. Your emotional love language and the language of your spouse may be different as Chinese from English. No matter how hard you try to express love in English, if your spouse understands only Chinese, you will never understand how to love each other. He goes on to say, my conclusion after 30 years of marriage counseling is that there are five emotional love languages, five ways that people speak and understand emotional love. The purpose of this book is not to eliminate all confusion surrounding the word love, but to focus on that kind of love that is essential to our emotional health. Child psychologists affirm that every child has certain basic emotional needs that must be met if he is to be emotionally stable. Among those emotional needs, none is more basic than the need for love and affection. The need to sense that he or she belongs and is wanted. With an adequate supply of affection, the child will likely develop into a responsible adult. Without that love, he or she will be emotionally and socially challenged. And finally, he says, I like the metaphor the first time I heard it. Inside every child is an emotional tank waiting to be filled with love. When a child really feels love, he will develop normally. But when the love tank is empty, the child will misbehave. Much of the misbehavior of children is motivated by the cravings of an empty love tank. I was listening to Dr. Ross Campbell, a psychiatrist who specialized in the treatment of children and adolescents. So that's what he thinks. So, what is your own love language? How do you best receive love? Do you feel loved when someone, these love languages, when someone gives you gifts, when someone spends quality time with you? How about when someone says something nice to you, words of affirmation, physical touch, hug, kiss, fingers through hair? How do you best receive love? How do you like people to express their love to you? And it could be a romantic love, all kinds of love. This is the five languages of love, but he also has one for children, the five languages of appreciation for work. You can translate this information to pretty much any setting. So he also has a a quiz in here that can help you find out what your love language is. And if your romantic partner or whoever knows your love language, they can use that in their communication to you and how they express their love to you. And if you know someone else's love language, how does your child feel most loved? What is it when you give them gifts or when you give them words of affirmation or spend quality time with them? What is that love language your child speaks? What is that love language your partner speaks? What is the love language your best friend speaks so that they feel appreciated? Understand and think about what is their love language. And when you know your own love language and when others know yours and just vice versa, it helps to create relationship and community, and it helps us to know ourselves. Check out this book. I highly recommend it.